It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go! April is Financial Literacy Month. Many of you may not know that. And it's kind of interesting and ironic that it is. And I'll get to that in a second. Recently, I was reading an article about the fact that most people are going to really be suffering in retirement. Right now, they're looking at people having $58,000 to live off of for 20 plus years. You retire at the age 65. People are living well into their 80s. You need to have at least 20 years of income. $58,000 isn't even $3,000 a year. So more and more people have less to retire with. This is a real thing. At the same time, young Americans, all my young people out there, most of you don't even have pensions. They're not even offered. You don't even have them. So the onus is really on us to really take over our financial situation. So let me get to why this is ironic and interesting. Recently, within our own company, we had a financial hiccup, and it was like ice bucket challenge. Like, it put our bodies and state of mind into complete shock. We were like, oh, crap. How did we miss this cash flow situation? Fortunately, you know, Nicole is brilliant and was able to kind of figure out economically what we needed to do to adjust, but also to not impact the family and the quality of life, even though there was some impact. Fortunately, we also have been paying attention to other areas of our financial health. Our credit, our ability to have credit cards, other savings, other accounts, things of that nature. But as you all saw, we've been broke. I've just recently posted that up on our Instagram showing you my bank statement in 2008. And we were broke from like the second half of 2007, 2008, 9, 10, 11, like 4 years of just straight brokenness. So we know what it's like to not know where your groceries are going to come from. We know what it's like to be robbing Peter to pay Paul to try to keep the lights on in the house and the electricity on. So I'm saying all this because this is April and it's Financial Literacy Month. And there is a particular tool that I really like that I would like all of you to go and check out. It's called CreditWise.com. CreditWise.com is a website that's affiliated with Capital One. Although Capital One and I have done business-related work in the past, they are not paying for me to actually talk about CreditWise. I will always disclaim when I am. This isn't that situation. CreditWise, I'm talking about it because I just love it, and it's just really helpful. It is a way for you to monitor your credit for free. You don't need to be a Capital One customer. You will be able to track any activity that's happening fraudulently in the dark web, or if anyone's using your social security number, you will be able to get your credit reports for free. The thing I love the most about it, though, is the simulator. They have a simulator on the website where you can actually simulate what would happen if you were to take certain financial decisions, if you were to make certain financial moves. It kind of lets you know the potential impact before you make those decisions to your credit score. It's going to show you, if I wanted to pay off some of my credit card debt, how will that impact my credit score? If I want to increase the credit limit on one of the cards, how will that impact my credit score? The whole idea is that you can learn how positive and negative events could affect your credit score before you actually make those decisions. So this is the reason why I want you to go to CreditWise.com. Check out this tool. It's Financial Literacy Month. Let's step our game up. Let's recognize that we live longer. Let's recognize that we have technology that can help us plan better and then start taking our financial health that much more serious. Many of us are out here freelancing. Many of us are out here trying to put multiple projects together to create an income. And it's very, very important that you take your financial literacy seriously. And let's not just try to build incomes off of these freelance opportunities. Let's build businesses. Let's build economic wealth. And let's build an infrastructure for the future generation behind us in our families. Got me? Now go get your financial literacy on. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.